Welcome to What the Fit, a podcast about what it means to be fit, whatever the fuck that means. I'm your host, Christelle Rubio, and I'm helping to share the stories of cool people doing cool shit, from fitness trainers to wellness coaches, entrepreneurs, and entertainers. We'll hear the behind-the-scenes journey, all the different ways we can take care of ourselves, and of course, we'll answer and explore the big question of what does being fit mean to you? Welcome to What the Fit, a podcast about what it means to be fit. Honestly, whatever the fuck that means. Whatever the fuck that means. We are back for an episode of High on the Hill. We meaning me and my girly Haley, who is coming at us from New York City.
Brooklyn, baby.
Specifically Bushwick.
Yes. Bushwick.
Hello, Haley.
Girly over here. Smoking.
A Bushwick girly.
Smoking my corner store weed. As usual.
Which I can't wait to hear about, because today for High on the Hill, the segment of What the Fit podcast, where we get high and I'm on a hill and Haley used to be on a hill and we talk about high things and the weed we're smoking. Today we are so prepared. We have fucking notes in a notebook. We know the weed we're smoking. We're ready to talk about it. We have so many topics of conversation. We're like A plus students for the day.
Yeah. I felt like that. I felt like your A-plus student coming very to the class, very prepared. So I'm glad.
I recognize you.
Thank you for recognizing my hard work, because I had to get high and take notes. And that's not always easy, ladies and gentlemen. So we are doing
it's not
for you guys.
Yeah. Oh, my God. For you, for the people. No, truly this whole week and this weekend specifically, I was just like, all up in my phone notes. Like every single fucking thing I thought about, I was like, maybe I can talk about this. Maybe I can talk about this. Like my whole weekend was just like content, 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 content.
I love that.
So I'm so excited to dive in. So I think we just need to dive right in
and
first start off with talking about the weed that we're smoking.
Exactly.
How about you go first,
Haley?
Oh,
great. Okay.
Tell us what weed you're smoking and what method in which you are smoking the weed.
Okay, so I'm smoking Skittles with a Z at the beginning and at the end.
Skittles.
Yes. Lots to say on the internet about this one. One Reddit person said, Skittles is weed. 10 out of 10, dopest dope I've ever smoked. That's one review. And
that's what I'm saying.
They say that Skittles is an indica-dominant bred from a cross-parent plants of grape ape, grapefruit, and the third is unknown, a mystery.
Oh, mystery. That's like a mystery airhead flavor.
That's probably the CZ situation. So, indica-dominant, I'm smoking a raw paper joint per usual. That's all.
And how long have you been smoking this particular strain of weed?
Oh, I just
got it. How
long
have you had it? A week?
I just got it yesterday.
You just got it?
Yep.
How do you like it so far?
To be honest, people, it's so hard for me to tell.
It's just high. You're just high.
It's very hard for me. I just want to be honest with that, but.
You should always be honest and transparent.
Yeah, this podcast is a safe space, and I feel like I can just be me. So.
Yeah.
I am not really good at noticing my highs.
And that's okay. Sorry. That's fine. But you're liking it.
Oh yeah,
I like it.
It doesn't give me a headache. It smells really good. Like it smells super fruity. Yeah. Probably the grapefruit and grape ape.
Oh yeah.
It's very fruity when you grind it up. So yeah, that's my review.
So I'm smoking a strain called Paradiso, and I'm smoking out of a bowl, of course. I just fucking cleaned my bowl.
Woo!
So look how proud of me you should be.
Yes, I love
it's
that.
Really, it's really clean. This weekend I cleaned everything that I own. I cleaned my entire home top to bottom. I cleaned my weed bowl. I cleaned out my car.
Everything I own. That's so weird. That's your car just drove by when you said that.
Really, my same exact car?
Alexis, exactly.
Wow. I'm literally getting... Okay, well, this is another thing we're going to talk about is literal signs from the universe. Oh, but okay, so Paradiso is a heavenly hybrid strain made from a genetic cross of Purple Push Pop and Cap Junkie and bred by Cannabis Icons Seed Junkie in Capulator for Mavin Genetics. Okay, whatever. Who cares? Birds of Paradise, try Buds of Paradise with dense structures and streaks of purple and green. Can confirm the foliage is very purpley and very green. Paradiso emits a tropical profile with gas, pepper, and earth. This strain imbues a relaxing euphoria, ideal for socializing and arousing pursuits, and can help medical patients with symptoms of depression, which is specifically what I need to use it for, because I have slipped into a downward spiral.
I've slipped and I've fallen and I can't get up.
And I'm in...
It's right.
This is how I think about it, right? Like, life is a wheel. Sometimes you're at the top of the wheel and sometimes you're at the bottom of the wheel, but you're always going to make it back up to the top again.
Truly.
And I have been riding high. I have been high on the wheel, high on the hog, as they say. Do they say that?
They do. We do.
Okay. I've been riding high and I've been enjoying every aspect of my life. And, the wheel has fallen. The wheel has come down. The wheel has turned, as they say. And now, you know, I'm just like in, and this is okay. This is all okay. Like this, it's not, I'm like kind of welcoming it. I kind of like want it. I kind of am like craving the like, let me just like feel what it feels like to be alone. Like no one is occupying my mind and my attention right now. Like I go to sleep and my phone is the same when I wake up in the morning, meaning nothing's happening.
That's a really okay? good symbol.
I like it is so fucking peaceful.
Yeah.
That I'm so depressed and losing my mind and bored, you know, all those things. But it's okay because it's good because I feel like this is like where the magic can happen, right? Like the parts that this is uncomfortable for me. And whatever, you know, it's an uncomfortable feeling. And I feel like I need to move toward those uncomfortable feelings and figure out why they're sticky and why they're uncomfortable versus avoiding them. And I'm not saying I have been avoiding them. I've just been having so much fun that I haven't had the time to look and take a peek at what's behind the curtain. And that's okay. And that's good. That's like, I needed to like go out and have a lived experience because then those lived experiences helped to shine light on where I need to look. You know what I'm saying?
That's very insightful.
Yeah. So I am embracing being bored and depressed right now. It's okay. It's fine. It needs to happen now because I go to London at the end of next month. I go to London in basically a month. And I need to literally be bored and depressed for a month at home. And when I'm not actually like depressed, right? Like I see my friends.
I'm pouring depressed activities.
Yes, that's. I'm in a lower vibrational state.
I think what
of
you're
like, just
feeling
like
is
mood.
A little bit passionless, or like you're not getting that.
Stimulation. Yeah. I'm not getting external stimulation.
That specifically.
Because I'm not drinking. Yeah. I'm not going out. I'm not talking to boys. I'm not like, I'm just
the
like.
The vices are low whoop. Right now. Yeah.
The vices are so fuck. The only vice that I have in this moment, if we could even possibly ever, which on this podcast we would never ever say weed is a vice. Weed is only a virtue. But maybe some weed people may say. Like shit. That's the only. Talking shit.
Yeah. Just like this. Just like banter. Like, I don't know. Just like the high you get from like just talking to your friends or like.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah. I of course.
You need that. Like,
yeah. But not advice. Yeah. I need that. But the weed, but I have noticed this weed
has really helped me in times when I'm just like, and this is good. Like, again, that's what I'm saying. Like, this is good. I need to like figure out, I need to like work through this piece of just like letting things like be boring and like letting the, like letting it just be peaceful.
I think like 90% like, of people need to work on that, or like 99%.
Yeah, of course. Of course. I mean, because we're all doing something that's like the just getting us to the distraction. Yeah. Our phones, our drinking, our smoking, yeah, our relationships, our like, and you know,
just getting you argue, to like the next side, the next
thing. Just literally getting you through to the next thing. And I like feel it so much when I'm like stripping away those things, yeah, that I'm like, I'm it's literally the feeling, like an anticipatory feeling of like, okay, what's next? Like, give me something else. Like, I need to, like, have something else. Mm-hmm. But it's, like, an endless pit of wanting. Mm-hmm. Which, yeah, everyone knows what I'm talking about. Because we all fucking have it. Everyone has
it. Every day.
Every day. And it's, I'm not over here on this, like, fucking high horse being, like, I'm the one that's going to conquer it. And, like, I'm going to be, like, Miss Little Raw Meat Girl, which we're going to talk about in a second. Like, I know it's not like a perfect thing. I'm not trying to like achieve this like perfect place of it, but I just like it's becoming so loud for me that I can't ignore it. I have to just go in and be like, okay, what's going on here?
Yeah, and it's like very like, you know, you're doing extremes, you know, you're going from like,
but that's how I live, you know.
Yeah,
me.
Well, I'm just pointing that out to you. You're going from like everything so much like it that, and then yeah, cold turkey, and you love to do that to yourself. So,
oh, I fucking love it.
I know,
like literally rip something away from me that I like. I specifically
like, nope, today's done. It's done. I'm like, okay, well, all right. Like, she's done.
Specifically, find things that I really like just to like withhold them from myself.
She's like, can you keep this at your house? I'm like, yes.
Yeah, I know, I'm fucking weird, I guess. I don't know. But no. I'm not. That's the thing, is like, I'm not special. I'm not quirky. I'm not goofy. I'm not like anything special girly. Like, I'm so fucking regular. Just like, it's just like everyone you're fucking like, else.
Do you think that I'm like goofy? And I'm like,
I wanted to be like a goofy girl, yeah, for her. I was like, I don't know. You know, I'm always just like trying to like find like what kind of girly I am. Like, am I a goofy girly? Am I like a mysterious girly?
So I just
girly?
Feel
am
like you said that.
No,
like,
I'm just fucking regular.
I'm not like goofy, or I'm not like. So, do you want your listeners to tell you you are?
No, they're not going to.
They're going to be like, Christelle, I think you are so goofy, and then your life will be made.
I don't even know if goofy's the thing I want anymore. Now I want like something else. Like, now
that's the
like,
growth.
What's the growth?
You're just growing from like what perception you want people to have of you.
No, I'm just jumping around because I can't fucking find one that I can land on, because I can't just like.
I know. I think that's a really hard thing to know, though. I think that's why I think it's so funny that you asked me that, because I wouldn't even know where to start to ask you. Like, I think we had this whole conversation before. I'm just like, I don't know what you would think I am.
Probably had this conversation before. Oh my God. Okay. We're getting off this conversation. The whole point of that was this weed has been really good for my self-inflicted depressive cocoon.
Woo!
State. I told everyone that I'm just like in a cocoon. I'm wrapping myself in a cocoon so I can emerge as a beautiful butterfly, because it's gonna be summer before you fucking know it. Before you fucking blink your eye, it's gonna be summer, and it's gonna be slam bam thank you ma'am, and we're gonna be on, and it is the season. Like, it is the season. I have to be ready to like do summer properly, you know?
Yeah,
so I got a cocoon
you're
right
just
now.
Just ramping up.
I'm slowing down to speed up.
I love it. Yeah, this detox is not down forever, boys. Don't worry.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
I'm just totally kidding.
But yeah, so this is a really good weed. This is a really good weed. Paradiso, anyone listening, really good. Euphoric, arousing, gets you out of your depression, real or self-inflicted. It's good. Okay, cool. So great. We've done that. We've talked about our weed. Let's get into our fucking phone notes.
Okay, go.
We have been tirelessly thinking about these topics while we've been high during our time apart. So fuck me. Okay, so I think you should start because one of my topics, I have to find the story that ran in People, and it's a long story, but just anyways, what do you want to start with? Haley, you start.
Okay, I will just ask this. You guys had a tornado?
Yeah, apparently we did. I actually, weirdly enough, someone that we know had sent me a video of a screen recording of a Facebook page. So just take that for what that is. Okay. But this was a video on Facebook that he sent a recording of it to me.
Okay.
So it was a tornado in Indiana, in Madison, Indiana, which was like, is like an hour and like a little bit of change away from here. The tornado was on the Ohio River, on the Ohio River, tornadoing down the Ohio River. Madison, Indiana borders the Ohio River. But there was a tornado that touched out Logan, Ohio, I think it is, which is kind of by like south of Columbus. Okay. But what did you see that somewhere? And were you like, what the fuck? Since
no, Emma asked me, she was like, she was like, is everyone in Cincinnati okay? And I was like, yeah, why? She was like, I was like, I ask myself that all the time, but no, why? And she's like, because they had tornadoes. And I was like, no way, I would have known that. So I just wanted to confirm with you.
Yeah, it happened. It wasn't anywhere near us though. Okay. I don't think that close, but yeah.
Do you have one?
Thanks for your concern.
You're welcome.
Though.
Do you have one, or do you want me to keep going?
Yeah, I have one. So this is a story that came across my desk this week, and it just really blew my mind. And it's actually a tragic story, like literally tragic. Like, I'm not saying this to like make fun. But this is the type of story that my grandma would have told me.
Okay.
And then she would have told me every single time I said I was going to go to the beach, she would tell me this story. And the story is parents of a 7-year-old girl swallowed by sand hole break silence about beach tragedy. So what happened? Oh my God, this is literally insane. A 7-year-old Indiana girl died after getting trapped in a collapsed sand hole. So the little girl and her brother were just on the beach digging for seashells in the sand when a hole that they were digging opened up and swallowed both of the siblings alive. And the parents were right there, and they like jumped into action, like digging to like try to save the kids as they were being buried in a sand hole. And they were able to get the little boy out first, and then it was like more time, and then they got the little girl out, but she had died.
Oh my God.
But like, have you ever heard of such a thing?
No.
A sand hole? So they're trying to do this like education about, like, you should never this is literally a PSA because I'm spreading the good word. You should never dig a hole in the beach by the ocean.
Excuse me?
Okay, I'm specifically stating, okay, that you shouldn't, okay, no, you shouldn't. Experts say any hole dug in the sand should be no deeper than the knee of the shortest person digging it. Okay, so that's how you measure. So for me, I could dig a pretty fucking big hole from my from my to my knee.
But that doesn't make
that's a big sense. Hole still. Why do I need to do why do we need to dig that deep of a hole when you're at the
beach? Why does that even make any sense though? Because you could be digging right next to like a 2-year-old.
Exactly. So then you can't, then the hole that the anyone that's participating needs to be the youngest, the smallest person, not the youngest, because you could be smaller and not be and be older, but you know,
what
the youngest kid.
Oh, that's what they
said. From your knee. That's what experts say. Oh. But this literally, my grandma would have fucking found this story. It would have been in a Reader's Digest. No. And she would have said every single time I went to the beach, be careful of man eating sand holes.
I mean, honestly,
like do not dig in the beach.
I'm gonna be like checking the like, sand where my kids will, if I have kids, like, you should. Where they're digging.
Yeah, you should. Can you imagine?
Be like,
that would be so. That is like literally the most terrifying. That is like every millennial's, like child's fucking fear is quicksand, and they fucking literally were taken by quicksand.
Horrible. Okay.
You have a fear of quicksand? Did you have a fear of quicksand when you were little?
Yeah.
Like I always thought quicksand was right around the corner, and literally it is always right around the corner, and we need to be.
It's right under us.
I mean, it could be.
It's not.
You don't know.
That's insane. I know. Thank you for that, for setting the mood.
Yeah. I just like, yeah, I just had to get that out. I just like, I'm like, people need to, and to honor the poor little girl. Like that is really like, right. Seriously,
that's
so
sad.
Absolutely tragic. Terrible. Oh my God. That's like literally terrible. So everyone just like, be careful as we're getting to the warmer months, as we're starting to get our beach vacations, do not dig a hole.
Just don't at all.
Greater
honestly.
Than, you know,
it's over. And he can't.
Like how they say, like, abstinence is the best way to prevent sexually transmitted diseases. So, like,
just
you could also just not dig a hole.
Good.
Yeah. But if you must dig a hole, because sometimes I get it, you must.
In the spirit of summer comes.
Then take the necessary precautions. Be safe. Be safe when you're digging your holes. Okay. What do you have? What else do you have?
So this is a topic I'm really passionate about, but I'll try to make it quick. So
wait, we don't, why do you have to make it quick?
I feel like wedding season is approaching, and I see a lot, no disrespect to anyone that's already done this, but I've seen a lot of photos where the strip lashes are not attached to the eyeballs, and
In the wedding photos.
In the day that you say is the best day of your life. Like the reason you are alive, born, all of that.
The reason that you breathe the air. Yeah.
And you're probably not a girl that wears strip lashes every day. So on your best day, don't experiment with anything. So what do you
think? Especially in the hot weather.
Or crying. Hello?
Because in the hot weather, my poor dear friend, good friend, Megan, beautiful Megan, it was 98 degrees at her Cleveland, Ohio wedding, and the humidity was at about 5,200.
And she stripped.
And
she did a strip lash.
And she used a strip lash, and it was just melting off of her face. Like it was so hot.
No.
So that's, you bring up a really good point. And not even just for weddings, but for any sort of event. I think the little individual clusters are really the best way to go.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. A strip lash is so heavy, and the glue is just not strong enough to hold, especially when you're crying. Like you're going to cry at your
wedding.
You're sweating for sure. but yeah, I just hate to see it because honestly, you're spending so much money on yourself, and that's just like the one thing that's going to cheapen your entire look, no matter what you're wearing or what you look like. If your strip lashes are falling off, you look cheap. Oh. I'm sorry.
You do. You do. You're right. We are full of literal cautionary tales today. You're just like on the lookout for the girlies. That's really what this podcast is about.
No, truly, because
being on the lookout.
If you can do one thing for yourself, and it's either wear waterproof mascara or put the get the individuals and put them under. Secure them underneath. So if they do fall, they just fall out. Like, that's the thing. You don't want to.
Did you see a specific image?
There. Yeah.
Did you see a specific image? That
I've seen one, like, personal person that I know, and then one from AD from Love is Blind. I saw a close-up of her makeup, and I was like,
this is embarrassing.
I probably wouldn't have known what to say either at the altar. Yeah. But that's a hot take in itself. But when I saw the picture was so jarring that I was like, oh no. Oh no.
It just really roused you, didn't it?
I was like, I am passionate about this topic because
you're like, the fuck.
Don't do it. So, all right.
Thank you for that.
You're welcome. Sorry if I get canceled for
that. Thank you. No, I don't think that you would get canceled for that at all. That's we're just trying to like be nice and let you know what's going on. Like what? No.
Yeah, moving forward.
Okay, so do you think it's time to talk about Raw Meat Girl?
Yeah, throw her in there.
Okay, so I really don't know how this came across my desk, but this girl came across my desk. Her Instagram handle is by Ashley English, just by Ashley English, spelled all the normal typical way, by Ashley English. She says that live as nature intended, natural and healthy is beautiful. And what caught my eye about her was that she had posted one of those like what I eat in a day as a girl who loves raw meat and raw milk. And I was like, oh, this is like a parody. Like this is like a joke. Like this is she's like making fun of like wellness.
I thought the same too.
But turns out she's not. Like what she eats in a day, like literally is like raw ribeye steak, like raw, straight up raw ribeye steak, oranges, raspberries, raw milk, duck eggs, beef brisket, bacon,
oysters,
shrimp salad, coconut butter, and a few dates. But she says it. She says it in a way that's like, for a snack, I carved out a fresh honeycomb and filled it with goat's milk and sheep's breath and topped it with fresh walnuts and a drizzle of duck fat. Does that sound like her?
Yeah, no, it does.
But yeah, so she's like trying to just be like, so well, like she's so wellness and she's gorgeous. Like she's beautiful. And she has like a cool story. Apparently she used to be a like high end fashion model when she was young and she's like 6 feet tall. So she's like literally built like super, well, she was like a runway model and she was like, you know, 6 feet tall and weighing like 120 pounds or 130 pounds, which is like rail thin, like literally how you see like runway models. And she was so unhealthy and she was so unhappy, obviously. And she was starving herself and she was felt so terrible. And she was like, just literally like working herself into like a grave. And something happened where she got herself out of it. And now she's a natural influencer. But this girly is like literally eats like all those things we talked about. Yeah, like duck it, like you said, oysters,
really
sardines, which like whatever. The food thing is whatever. But she also is, and you know, it's a positive thing of like she's put on weight. I mean, she's still like has the most incredible like supermodel body you could possibly imagine. Like she's long and lean, and like now that she lifts weights, she's like, you know, whatever. And like she's gorgeous because she was a runway model. And the thing that I guess it's kind of like annoying and to me is that she's this like natural influencer and you know she's like eating like a teaspoon of honey as her pre-workout with a shaved sea salt, like this kind of like just whatever. And people are like kind of like, obviously her followers are just like flocking to her with like, oh my god, how do I like, you know, achieve the life that you're achieving. I have to eat raw oysters. It's like, no, bitch, she's a fucking supermodel. Like, hit the genetic lottery. And like, for sure, the things that she's doing are definitely making her healthier, for sure. But like, you
will never look like that.
You will never look like her, no matter how many sardines you eat.
Yeah, come on.
She was saying this. She was saying that she influences like for the brand for this natural chewing gum, and that's why her jaw is as defined and perfect as it is.
Sure.
Because she chews this chewing gum, and because when you're living in your healthiest form, your epigenetics like align, and like she doesn't believe in sweating. She only wants to sweat in cotton. She doesn't want to wear any kind of spandex. Yeah. She only wants to wear cotton when she sweats. Obviously she wears has no kind of like cosmetic, like anything that's like artificial. And she even doesn't like artificial lights or air conditioning.
Word. I hate artificial lights, but what do we...
I know, but also, like, no one likes artificial lights, but...
I love her stance.
And, like, no hate, no shade. Like, no hate, no shade to this girly. Like, she is living her life. She is so healthy. Like, she looks like she's really happy. She looks like a little, like... rosy plump cherub.
Yeah, that's
like,
the one thing. Her face is so red, and
I don't really know
about that.
It's like glazed like a donut,
but
too.
So like the entire thing is red. It's not just like, I don't know. It's just the a little bit. Cheeks.
I have no idea. Whatever. But like, you know, it's not any hate. It's no like hate nor shade to her.
No, not at all. I think really it's not. Actually I'm like.
Admirable.
Why doesn't
dude? I fucking wish I could eat raw ribeye. And I'm like, how much money do you spend a day on your food eating raw ribeye and duck eggs and beef brisket?
The other thing I was gonna say, she's clearly from money or has money because, like, whoa,
how does she not be able to live that way?
Wish I could eat like that. Are you kidding? I would cook the meat a little bit, but like, I said to you, I'm like, why doesn't she just cook it like a little bit? Like, it's so.
Like a little,
like
bit.
Just like throw it on the grill, throw it on the Barbie. Like, no,
I don't know.
Okay, well, moving on.
The way that she loves to snack on dates just really puts me over the edge.
And like butter, right? Like, it will be like
she eats raw butter and stuffed in, coconut butter, raw butter. I don't really know what raw milk is. Like, call me silly, but it's not pasteurized, obviously, but like, what is that?
Does she just like,
is it just like straight out of the cow's teat? Like, it's just straight from the cow's teat. That's the raw milk.
She loves that.
Yeah, that's all she drinks is raw milk. That's how she gets her booty gains. This is the thing I was coming around to is like the way that I just don't like how it's like sold, like this natural way of living. And whatever is like sold in such a way of like, because then you'll look like me. You know
what
I mean?
I hate that too, because people really need her.
But if she wasn't attractive, people wouldn't care to follow her. So it's like, it's like a double, like it kind of like one has to exist without the other or whatever.
Or they would be following her more for like the actual wellness versus like just wanting to look like her and use the wellness.
Yeah, but don't you think that that's the majority of wellness influencers are just people that are like, what are they doing? They look like that. So like, maybe if I do what they're doing, I'll look like them.
Yeah.
Like, don't you think that's what the majority of it is?
Well, that's so sad.
Like their workout program, their meal plan, their whatever. It's like, how do I like look like you? I think is kind of like the underlying dark tone of the wellness influencer space.
Yeah, so true. But that's, I guess, every industry, right?
Yeah, maybe. See, look how dark and twisted. Am I a dark and twisted girly?
No, I think you're definitely spot on with the, like, appearance part, though. Like, I mean, what else is really the point? What the fit?
But like, even natural girlies got to get their coin,
yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
Even natural girlies got to make money and influence. I get, you know, what it's just an observation. It's just an observation. But I will tell you that I did end up following her at the end of my deep dive. So she got a follower out of me. And I spent a lot of time on her Instagram, just really going in. And the last thing I saw before I decided to exit was she had posted a story, like a question of like, how are people enjoying the beauty of today?
Whoa.
And someone replied, or maybe she replied to her own story. It seems like she would say this, but she said, sitting in the sun, cuddling lambs. And I said, okay, I gotta go.
What?
I gotta go.
I don't know. It might be a little bit of like, it might be.
It's a little something. It's a little something.
There's something up there, but.
There's something going on.
We'll get to the bottom of it and let you
know. But yeah, I'm going to keep following, so I'll let you know. Oh my God. Okay, what do you have? What's next? Is it time for the
big announcement? I don't know what the big announcement is, but I have to.
No, I've got the big announcement. But
I have to tell you something, but it's about something that happened to you. So I don't know if you were going to bring it up first. But
no, you say.
What about the cat tarot cards that you found?
The cat tarot cards.
Did you find
them?
That
was fucking insane. I have them out. I have them laid out on my table right now still. I'm gonna
keep
them out.
Well, I have something to share with you. So, oh no, where's the picture? So did you find them yesterday?
Yes.
Okay, so March 17th is not only St. Patrick's Day, it is also St. Gertrude of Nivelles Day. She's the patron saint of cat and cat lovers.
What?
Yes.
Okay, so for those listening, I was on my morning walk on, yes, Sunday, March 17th. And I was walking down 12th Street. I was passing Taglio. And I saw what appeared to be like a miniature like card. And there was cats on it. So like that's kind of like caught my eye. And I bent down and it was just one card. And I was like, oh my God, it's a cat tarot card. Like that's so cool and cute. Like I can't wait to go home and like look up the meaning of this particular card that I found. And then I like keep on my walk, and then like a little bit in front, there was a second one. And I was like, oh my God, another one. So I like picked that one up and I walking a little bit further, and then another one. And I was like, oh, what's going on here? I found 7 tarot cards down 2 blocks that were placed there specially for me by the universe as my own tarot card reading that they wanted me to receive.
And it was St. Gertrude Day. That she's the patron saint of cat and cat lovers.
Wow.
So, if you want to talk about signs, I think that might be one.
I need to get a cat.
Yeah, because like maybe you wouldn't be so bored if you had a little cat. You could just talk to your cat. You could be putting on a little collar. You could get it some food and treats. It'd be so fun.
Yeah.
And I can always be You're like, right. "Hey, sir," and then she'll just like come to me and we cuddle, and it's so nice. I'm never really bored.
Yeah, no, you're right. I'm going to really think about it. I'm actually just going to let things unfold as they should.
Yeah.
And, you know.
But that's a really strong positive sign of like, if you get one,
I agree.
You can feel like, okay, this is like the right thing for me.
I agree. I totally agree. It definitely means something. And I looked up all the cards and like the card meanings, and like I'm trying to like interpret on my own, but. It's tough, you know, trying to figure out what the universe wants to tell you.
Yeah. Maybe.
But I'm bound and determined.
Maybe someone that knows tarot can tell you, and then you'll know.
Yeah, that would be great. okay, are we ready to talk about the conspiracy theory?
Yes.
So that is on the name on everyone's lips.
Yeah. So I have a note. It says, "Where is Kate with Pete Davidson?" I think she could be with him.
So do you know a lot about this conspiracy theory?
Not the conspiracy theory. I just know that she hasn't been spotted. Kate. We're talking about Kate Middleton, if you guys didn't know.
Kate Middleton.
She hasn't been spotted.
Who is she? She's married to Prince William.
Yeah, Big Bill.
who is second in line to the throne.
Yeah, like he might become king in within like 10 years, I'd say, because Charles not doing so well. So maybe even sooner. Right. But yeah.
Okay.
So Kate hasn't been spotted, and then she went in for stomach surgery, right?
That's what they said, right? They said that she had a stomach surgery. Mm-hmm. A stomach surgery. Did you say, they say abdomen? Abdominal? Yeah, they said abdominal surgery. Stomach.
They're too. Right.
Okay. Well, though, that's important to
they're
know.
They're too, like, high class for that.
Technical.
Abdominal.
Abdominal surgery. So why? So, like, that, this is what, this is everything I've heard too, right? Like, she went in for abdominal surgery that was not really something that was planned because she had to cancel arrangements. So she wouldn't have made those arrangements if she didn't think she could attend. Yeah. And she went and had her fucking abdominal surgery, which was probably pretty serious. And she just wanted to take some fucking time and like be by herself and heal. I'm like, why is everyone fucking up in arms about it?
Yeah, my thing is, why is everyone so sketched out? It's making me want to know where Kate is. I think it's just like, did one person say where
this is like
Kate?
This is like breeding. It's like frenzy. It's like a conspiracy theory frenzy.
I mean,
it's like everything.
Like, are you able to go to the you're not able to go to the where is Kate Middleton happy hour, are you?
No, I'm pissed. I can't. I'm missing the where is Kate Middleton happy hour that's happening at Libs right now. Because I'm recording this podcast and I have to record another podcast when I'm done with this one. But I would be there with a sign saying, like,
we demand answers.
Care about something else. Care about something else.
I know.
I think we need to let the poor woman who I heard maybe one of the theories is that she had to have a hysterectomy. Hmm. Like, maybe let the woman just like, have a couple fucking months and just like let her be. Like, why do people didn't even care about her before anyway? No one cared about her.
What was up with the picture, the Photoshop picture?
I think that they're just, I don't know what that is. I really don't know.
That was overkill. Like, just say, I'm still in the bed, like, not able to do that. Like, just be honest then. Don't, like, take
over. Like, why did she say that she was, like, why did she say that she was, like an amateur photographer, like, Photoshop? Like, that's weird.
I don't know. That was.
Right. She didn't say. That's weird, though. That's a weird thing to say. It sounds like, you know what it sounds like? You know, this is what it sounds like. The palace really did not foresee this fucking shitstorm of a conspiracy theory happening. So they put their most junior level people, associates, workers on this little Kate Middleton's having surgery. She's going to be gone. You'll see her in Easter. Because they thought cut and dry. People are going to say, oh, get well soon, Kate. Wish you the best. See you at Easter. And no, it went crazy. And these junior associates of the palace, they just couldn't fucking deal, and they fucked up, and they messed up, and now they have a huge shitstorm in front of them.
Yeah, well,
for nothing.
So the conspiracy theory, do you know what that is?
No.
Okay, me either.
Well, the conspiracy is that she's like dead, or she's gone, or she's like not there. I don't know.
Okay, well, did you hear that William has like a mistress?
He absolutely definitely has a mistress. There's no doubt about that. They all fucking got mistresses. That's nothing new. I think that has nothing to do with this piece. It's okay. They're always fucking cheating. Always.
Did
you know that?
Hear that he has a son with the mistress?
No.
You didn't hear that.
This is sounding a lot like a CW show.
Oh. Well, That's the word.
It's like the plot of a CW show.
It could be, but I feel like the royals are a little bit cliche.
Yeah. I really think that she just had a fucking surgery and then she needs some time. And you know what else I think? there's nothing else going on in the world. There's no, everyone's always looking for a fucking scandal or a Sandoval scandal. Yeah. Scandoval. Everyone's looking for something to follow. Like the, this is just a distraction.
Yeah, Kate's probably like,
this is just a distraction.
The Americans are so crazy. Cause I don't, I think this is like an, I think this is an American thing. Has the where is Kate
I don't know.
Across
I wish...
the river yet? Because they're probably chilling.
I don't know.
Like, it's fine.
Well, I will definitely, when I'm in London,
ask
in
her month,
I will definitely ask and just be like, were you guys concerned or was that just us? Like, that was just
or if she's still not been seen.
You just needed
like,
something else.
Can
to...
you just be like, do you know what Kate is?
Yeah, but I will not fake an accent because that sounds so embarrassing to do to an English person.
No,
is like try
you can
to
just
talk
be
like
American
them.
And be like, do you guys know where Kate is?
Yeah, I'm going to be American. Yeah, that's yeah, that's how I'll sound. I'll sound just like this. Do you guys know where Kate is? Like in that American
and
accent.
They'll love it. They'll swoon.
Oh my God, do you
yeah,
think?
Yeah, they love Americans.
Really? Just like we like them? Well, look, it's a match made in heaven.
They love it. And when they try to talk like us, it's so funny. Just probably like when we try to talk like them.
Right, exactly. That's why I don't want that.
But I think it's cute and endearing. I don't think it's like laughable funny. Like, ha ha ha.
Like traumatic bullying laughing.
Like you picture in your mind.
Yeah. Well, you know that Kyle is definitely gonna fucking try to talk in a British
he's
accent.
He's not even
to
gonna
someone.
Try. He's going to become British as soon as
yeah.
he gets there.
Yeah. Well, we all actually will probably come home like and be at Liberty's and like talking in British accents because we were in London.
I know everyone really should brace themselves.
Wait till this becomes my personality. I can't wait.
I know, and I'm going to London right after.
Short amount of time.
I'm going to London on May 22nd.
Oh my God! Yeah, you're going exact 1 month after.
Really?
Me. I leave on April 21st. I leave on April 21st. I get there on April 22nd.
Hold on. Yeah. Let me. My ticket.
Yeah, wait, that'll be so
I
fun.
Can't wait.
So we'll be able to give everyone listening like firsthand intel on what's going on in the UK surrounding Kate Middleton's disappearance, and perhaps she just wanted to fucking take a rest.
Yeah, and if she still hasn't been found by the time I get there, I really might have to do some scooping.
Found? Like, yes, you're right. Mary Kate and Ashley Olsen, get on it. Okay, what else do you have?
I just started the new season of Seeking Sister Wives. Just wanted to let you know how crazy of a show that is.
Is this the one with what's the guy's name?
No, that's Sister Wives.
Oh,
this is Seeking Sister Wives. It is.
Okay, tell me about it.
Sorry if you can hear that in the background. Seeking Sister Wives is like multiple different, it like follows multiple different couples and they're all trying to like find their third or sometimes fourth or fifth wife. And it is just like, it's a TLC show if that, you know, brings clarity to anything. But it's so crazy because it's a little bit like 90 Day Fiance where you like really get to know each of these couples, but like every episode includes all of them, you know, those type of shows. So,
yeah. Yes.
I just love it, but it's so like crazy and cringe.
Why do they want to do this for their religion?
No, not for their religion. They just like they think it's like great. I don't know. It's so crazy to watch, but I love it. I'm on the fifth season.
Okay, well, I see that is a show that I would love to watch with you. Like I would love to be in your bed.
Yeah.
With Sir, like watching that show, but I will never watch it on my own.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, but I would love to see it. Maybe someday. I really do. I want to come to New York. Maybe like in the summer.
Yeah,
sometime.
Definitely in the summer. I'm not going anywhere.
Yeah,
like after this Euro trip, I'm not going anywhere probably until maybe like my birthday or something. So,
oh.
I'll be back.
It does seem like the summer is just going to go so fast because I'm in London at the end of April. I come back and it's May. So basically, okay, May is like the beginning of summer. I'm going to want to stay put in May because I'm just going to back-to-back travel. I have to travel for work the week before I go to London. Wow. So I actually go to Orlando and then I know. So I'm going to want to stay put for May. Then it's June and I could technically come visit in June, but I'm going to Ireland in July for 2 weeks. I'm going to be gone for a long time. I'm going to be gone for over 2 weeks, which is great and fun, but it's like, okay, dude, I've got to like kind of like go to a trip to New York and then go to Ireland for 2 weeks. Like that just seems like
a lot,
you know, because I don't want to burn myself out and I don't want to like feel like I'm just like not having time to like, you know, process the summer. And then the summer goes by so fast. But I think that, September will be a really good time for me to come to New York, I think. Yeah. Maybe I'll come for Labor Day.
And it won't be so fucking hot.
It'll probably be so hot, actually. Yeah. But that's okay. But Labor Day could be fun because we'll have like another day off.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
I'm already just so excited.
I know.
For the next time. Okay, so I have a couple more things. Okay. If you don't mind. Well, I just have one more thing, actually. And that is, I wanted to do a little album review. I had with two female artists released albums recently that I've been sampling and savoring. Okay. One is Ariana Grande's album, okay. Eternal Sunshine.
I haven't heard it.
And the second is Kacey Musgraves, Deeper Well. I doubt that you would have heard them, but I think that some of the girlies listening will. And I just want to tell you about them because these are two new artists for me. Ariana Grande, I mean, obviously, like, I know her popular hits because she does pop music. And I used to be a girl that went to spinning classes and Ariana Grande was all over spinning classes. But I never, like, listened to her album. I couldn't tell you one album name. I never did. But she seems to be so disliked right now.
Really?
She's, like, very disliked. Yeah, because she did a terrible thing and basically broke up I don't know. Allegedly, she broke up a marriage. She started dating this guy. They met on the set of Wicked. This guy who was married with a young child. And they got together on the set of Wicked. And so he left his wife and their young
Ariana's
child.
Ariana's like a young child. It's fine.
I know. I agree. There's something about her that's like she's perpetually 12. But, you know, also like we don't know, I guess, what happens behind the scenes. What I'm basically saying is like I don't want to cast any judgment on her, but she's not really well liked. She's not being well received. She's not being well received for those actions. I don't really give a fuck.
Yeah, her about what still she does. Good.
But I was like, wow, everyone's kind of talking about it. Everyone's kind of like talking about her. So like, let me see what the talk is about. And the album is, I actually think that you would really like
it. Okay, I'm going to listen.
There's like a couple songs that I really love. Like one of my favorite songs is The Boy Is Mine. When I'm like into liking boys again and I find a boy to like that will be a song that I will love to listen to. It's an anticipatory song of my future. Like it doesn't apply to my life right now, but I know that at one point in my life it will and I will be really excited.
That's so
for
fun.
It. But the thing, she writes a lot about her marriage. She was married during COVID for like a very short period of time to like some person that I don't really know if anyone really knows. And she talks a lot about that relationship. And the gist from what I've gathered is that he just lied a lot.
Wow. Did we all go through the same thing?
Relatable tale, I guess you could say, for most females.
That's so weird.
Yeah, it's really weird, but it's good. It's good. It's good. So that's Aria. Kacey Musgraves, when I got divorced back in 2021, a friend sent me her album Starcrossed, which was she wrote when she was getting divorced. So it was kind of like, hey, this might resonate. And It did. And I like really got into her then. And I was like, okay, I really like this artist. So that was like a couple years ago. But then I kind of just forgot about her. And then I was recently like resurgence of her when I became a country girly. Oh. So did I tell you that I'm a country girly
now?
No,
I didn't know. I had no idea.
Couldn't you tell by like the way that I am?
Would you say I'm like a country girl or like...
like I think... Like now I'm like a little bit of like a country girl.
Okay, I can see it.
I don't know what these kind of girlies are called. Okay. I don't know what kind of these girls are.
You better figure it out, because like, you're one of them.
Well, I'm not fully. That's the problem. Like I can't, I'm never fully.
You're just like dipping your toe in it.
Yeah, I just want to like try it on for size. But I am, so I'm like a country girly. Okay. So I really am like into country music right now, just like the rest of the world. Like I said, so regular, not special at all, which is honestly the most freeing thought in the world, is that like you just are not that special. No one even actually cares about you at all in like the best way possible. Yeah. So... Kacey Musgraves, I was very into her, just her old music, just all like into her old music, like very into her. And then when I found out on the Grammys that she was coming out with a new album, I was like, holy shit, this is so great. Like, what is better when you're just getting into you're like really into an artist and it's kind of like all somewhat relatively new, and then they release new music? It's like amazing.
Yeah, true.
So
very true.
This, and she's my same exact age. She's born in 1988. And so like that, I just like sisters. That about her too. Yeah. Yeah. But her, the album, I really, really enjoy it. I'm going to continue listening to it for sure. She's like, she's kind of weird. She's kind of like, she's kind of quirky. I don't know. Like her, the lyrics and like the subject matter, it's like very like simple, but like also just kind of silly. I like it. I can't flip my finger on it, but my favorite song off her album is called Dinner with Friends.
Nice.
It's really cute. It's like listing all these things that she like really loves or like finds joy in. It's just like these like string of things, and then it like kind of morphs into like things that about like her partner that she would miss if he wasn't around. It's just a really cute, wholesome song. Aww. So that's just my little like music critique review, you know?
Thank you.
I'm just like hitting you on all angles. We're giving you so much value in this podcast.
Valuable messages all around.
Do you have anything else?
So the banning of TikTok bill passed.
Okay, so what does that mean? As a non-TikToker, I'm fucking sitting over here.
Well, it means nothing for TikTok right now. It just means that it passed with the Senate. So now it goes to, I don't know. Honestly, that's why I kind of like put this as last, because I'm the last person that should be speaking of this.
On civil services.
Anything to do with anything like that. Basically.
Government affairs. So, okay, so we don't know. I don't know. I haven't been following the story at all.
Do know one. Someone else needs to sign it. Then Biden needs to sign it. Then.
And Biden has said he will sign it.
Yeah. And correct. Then I think that means that China needs to agree to sell TikTok to an American company. And if they don't, then TikTok will be removed from the App Store. So if you don't already have TikTok on your device, you won't be able to have it.
Oh, but if you already have it, then
it's, yeah, but that's like such like imagine like running your whole business off of an app that like if you delete it, you can never get it back.
Yeah, no, for sure. But at least it's not like it's just going away completely.
I know, but I think for more, not just like the viewers, but like the creators, this is like a very scary time.
Yeah, no shit. This is like everyone's fear when like they ask you like, so what happens when you can't do TikTok anymore?
They're like, that's never going to happen. It's like, okay, right. Well, at least just with TikTok.
I mean, for creators that are multi-platform creators, this is like, whatever, it doesn't matter. But there are people that have just made their careers out of TikTok. But then don't you think, okay, if TikTok goes away, right? Everyone goes away then. Everyone does. They'll just go to Reels. Reels will just be the new thing. And like, they'll still have eyes on them in some way.
Yeah.
They'll find a way to
pivot. Well, I think what would happen is Instagram would kind of like, I think Instagram, obviously Facebook and Instagram is what's going to be trying to buy TikTok. I don't like, obviously, right? I'm just coming up with this, so I could be.
I wouldn't see why not.
Like, isn't that who would want it most? And like it's not like going to be like Pepsi or Coca-Cola buying this. Like, who's going to buy TikTok?
But like then to me, I guess like they're buying like the I don't know how this works. I'm like, then why would they even want to when the Reels is basically the same thing? TikTok was just the first to do it. But like, is there a difference maybe in the algorithm of Reels where like it's not serving you up this kind of stuff that TikTok does specifically because of their technology?
Yeah, I don't know. TikTok just has, I feel like if Instagram was able to buy TikTok, they would definitely keep it separate.
Would they leave it separate? They would leave it separate. You think they wouldn't have?
No, they would just acquire it, like how Facebook,
because it's like such a different kind of app. I don't know TikTok at all. I literally don't. The only time I've ever seen it that one time was on your phone when in the bedroom. That was it.
In the boudoir, but yeah,
I think I was watching Alex Earle. It was my first TikTok people ever, and I was like, her face looks like that. I could not believe it.
But yeah, if they bought it, they would keep it separate. But if they can't buy it, I think that Instagram and Facebook, Meta, the company, is going to create like a TikTok America version and call it like something else and like, but make it more. I just feel like TikTok's interface is completely different than Instagram. The way like, you couldn't just replace Facebook with Instagram. Do you know what I mean? Like, they're both social media platforms and they both like do the same thing, but you can't replace one for the other, really. That's
That was a good comparison, the Facebook thing. You can't like collapse them all into each other. Like, they have to have their own separate
entities. Yeah. Like you said, the Reels could live, but I just feel like, I don't know, there's TikTok obviously is for like the young kids too. Like, a lot of young kids would like never have, like, they're like, oh, I don't have an Instagram. Like, that would be like weird to them. I know. I'm just prefacing.
I know. Crazy times. Life is crazy. You know what the other day I thought about? I used to hate popcorn. I used to say like it was like the one food that I did not like. I don't like popcorn. And yesterday I was at Kroger and I fucking bought a bag of popcorn and I thought, life is so crazy. Like, one day you wake up after years of hating popcorn and then you just don't. And in fact, you buy some at the store and bring it home and have handfuls for a snack.
I know. It is crazy.
Life is crazy.
Yeah, I feel like I used to be a really picky eater as a kid, and now my favorite food is literally like kale, like something a kid would never like.
Dare I say a raw ribeye with duck?
Yeah,
eggs.
Like, I would eat that. Like, as an adult, like, there's nothing you couldn't feed me.
Teaspoon of honey with sea salt.
So, life is crazy.
Oh my god, I think we should end it there. I think we should end it with, life is just so crazy sometimes.
Okay.
I love you so much. Thank you for coming so prepared. This was such a good, full, rich, hilarious episode. And it's because we prepared.
We did.
And we'll continue to do so. I'll remind you.
We'll come stacked.
Okay. Peace out, guys. Love you. Thanks. Bye.
Thank you so much for listening. Make sure you're following me on Instagram at Chrissy Gurley, KRISSYGIRLIE, and at What The Fit Podcast. If you're loving What The Fit, please help spread the word. Send it to a friend, share it to your story. And if you are looking for even more exclusive content, become a Patreon member. You can find it at patreon.com/whatthefitpodcast. Love ya.